Review of MyPillow Pillows. By Ratcatcher. I have spent many years and a good number of pounds trying to find a decent pillow. If it's not headaches caused by neck ache, then it's shoulder ache and upper back ache, all caused by pillows that are too tall, too flat, not squishy enough, or too squishy. Meanwhile, Mrs. Catcher just gets on with her pillows that are almost two stories tall. This review is simply me passing on my findings. I purchased the pillows with my own money and have not received nor expect any recompense. I'd seen many adverts for my pillow, but I balked at the cost as I'd seen and bought many pillows that were billed as the best pillow, the most comfortable pillow, most of which lasted one or two nights if they were lucky before being relegated to the pile of pillows in the spare room. When I saw that there was a 2-for-1 offer, I thought sod it and ordered two. As the Christmas postal rush had just finished, I was hoping for a fairly quick turnaround, and that's what I got. A box that was clearly far too small to hold two pillows duly arrived. Box opened, I was confronted with two white sausage-shaped things and some instructions. I unrolled each sausage to be confronted by two very flat pillows, each perhaps an inch high, which was disappointing. After reading the instructions to restore them to their natural glory, I duly put them in the tumble dryer for 15 minutes before letting them settle for 24 hours when they would be ready for use. Interestingly, they puffed up properly and looked pillow-like, which was reassuring. I'm assuming that they are damped after manufacture, in Coventry no less, in order to save storage space, which is a pretty decent idea. So the big day came, or rather the night. The instructions tell you that it isn't a normal pillow and how to fluff it up correctly by grasping each side and shaking up and down. Other than what's inside, it is a normal sized pillow and comes in different heights of small, medium or large. So what is it like? It took me a few nights to get used to it because it is different. It is not a slab of spongy foam, nor does it contain feathers. I seem to remember a game where lots of different shapes interlock and become one entity. This is similar to the material that makes up the pillow. It appears to be many pieces of sponge with outlying fingers that mesh with other, which is quite clever. Quite clever because this, along with the foam material itself, gives two layers of sponginess, but there are also other benefits. The shape that is molded by laying on it stays firm but will return to normal with a shake that resets the interlocking pieces, but also, because it is a collection of small sponge things and not a slab, it doesn't get too warm. I haven't needed to turn over the pillow to get a refreshing cold side of the pillow so far. The pillow appears to act as a graduated spring. As you lower your head, it takes the weight, then offers an increasing amount of resistance. If you lift your head, it retains some of the impression left but retains the variable resistance exactly as it did before. It's easy to swap between laying on your side and laying on your back, but I have had to refluff it during the night now and then as the sponge things occasionally migrate to the edges of the pillow if they fail to interlock. I don't mind this as I'm a light sleeper anyway and the neck and shoulder pain has gone. Mrs. Catcher just gets on and uses a pillow that her husband bought for her. In summary, it's a very good pillow that means I no longer ache when I wake up and I can get comfortable very quickly. It is better than the best down pillow I've ever had and far superior in every way to the memory type foam pillow that was discarded for being far too hot even in winter. I'm pleased with my purchase, however it still feels a little odd to sleep on a bag of spongy things. These can be felt by hand, though not when one's head is actually on the pillow. Score 9/10. By the way, the promotional code I used to get 2 for the price of 1 was sleep. I hope that this may be of use to somebody. Featured image: Mike Lindell by Gage Skidmore is licensed under CC by SA 2.0. Copyright Ratcatcher 2021.